Graham, thanks for your time.
No problem. Good morning.
Good morning. So is Clive Palmer actually allowed to send out mass texts as political ads under the law?
Yes, Clive is, and you are, although that assumes you can afford to do what Clive is doing.
Yeah, no, not quite. And is he allowed to campaign when an election hasn't even been called yet?
Oh, yes. Look, advocacy now across the 24/7 is becoming quite common. Whether that's a good thing or not is another matter. Mm. You know, organisations like GetUp do it. The odd thing is that Clive is doing it to position himself to have another go at becoming a politician. You may remember he was elected in the Nambour, Sunshine Coast area, about in 2010, and then he had a short and interesting career, and now he's trying to rise the souffle again. I don't think that's likely to occur, but what he's doing is getting some attention to himself, if nothing else.
Mm. And do you think that this kind of in-your-face campaigning more often than not angers voters rather than getting them on your side?
Yeah, so that's a good point. I mean, even if there are no laws stopping him doing what he does, there's still the question about whether it's useful. For a smaller party like the Palmer United Party, probably doesn't care so much because he's not looking to attract 30-40% of the vote. So it's not like Woolies or Coles. He can afford to peeve off a lot of people, and all he's got to do is attract a relatively small protest vote, and he may have a chance in the Senate. Mm-hmm. But I mean, what we're looking at is not, it raises two broader issues other than just, you know, Mr. Palmer's party and his ego. One is an old idea of what is the cost of campaigning, who can afford to do it. The other is a newer idea about issues to do with technology and constant marketing, which aren't just problems for politics, they're problems for even more so for the, you know, commercial marketing.
Yeah, I mean, to a certain extent, these texts aren't different from seeing a political ad on TV, but they grate us the wrong way. What do you think is, using texts, why is it crossing the line there?
Well, I don't know if it is crossing the line, to be honest. Talking to my kids and their friends, you know, they use phones all the time. Texts aren't even a big part of what they do anymore, and they ignore this kind of stuff. I think older people tend to get more peeved about it. I personally, I'm much more upset about the blight of all the big yellow billboards that Clive posts up around the place, making Australia great again. They're much more a visual blight on the public space. But again, I think it's part of a broader, you know, concern and problem for modern times about the constancy of marketing. You know, every time you click on something on the internet, there is robots out there that are collecting information about you. And within literally the blink of an eye, they're sending back to you advertising, which different companies have bid for. It's called programmatic advertising. And that's the sort of thing that probably is more of a concern than, you know, this 1990s, late 90s technology of receiving a rather lame text. But yeah. But it does raise these interesting broader issues.
Well, then why do you think Clive's kind of big yellow billboards were so, you know, why would he use that? What's the logic behind such kind of abrasive campaigning?
Well, I mean, it's in your face. He's getting us talking about him. I think the way I see Mr. Palmer is he was doing stuff in the style of Trump before Trump appeared. And I suspect he's probably a bit jealous that, you know, Trump's had this absurd success. I'm not saying their politics are similar. Palmer's actually a bit more in the middle, third way. I mean, he stopped university fees going up and so on. But I think his style is in that style. Now, as I say, I don't think the souffle can rise twice. But it does raise broader issues because he's not the first to do this kind of thing. I remember back in the 90s in the Gold Coast, there was a issue about club opening hours, you know, nightclub opening hours, and a local candidate was texting mobile phone numbers of younger people that he got his hands on, and that created a big issue because back then you used to pay to receive texts, whereas now it's costless.
Yeah, right. So you don't think he has any chance of getting re-elected in the next election?
Yeah, look, I'm not a sophologist. I'm not betting on elections. But unless he's standing in the Senate, I think that's going to be very difficult for him personally. But again, it's not all about Clive. I mean, he's an interesting figure, figure to poke fun at, figure that some people may vote for as a protest vote. Mm. But lightning doesn't usually strike twice. I think the bigger question is the questions of the cost of modern campaigning and where the money comes from. We know with Mr. Palmer, he's dipping into his own pockets. That means he's not being corrupted by donations, but it does mean, you know, a problem with equality if only rich people can afford to campaign. But him paying a marketing company to do this, you know, I say it's probably not so effective, except that it's got us talking about him.
Yes. But
far more effective is what's going on, been going on in the US by Russians and others in using very, very wizard-like techniques of programmatic advertising to profile you based upon your clicks on a computer and then to market instantaneously to you. That's, I think, a bigger concern.
Very dark. Would you say there's any way to protect ourselves or keep aware of, are we just doomed?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, obviously, be media savvy, but these things are often so seamless that you almost don't notice it. That's the nature of the best forms of advertising. Mm. I would be saying, look, why be up in arms about the politics of this? Think about it in terms of all kinds of marketing using profiling of you. In one sense, politics has to keep itself up with the times. Otherwise, it just becomes seemingly more irrelevant, and we're just bombarded with thousands of commercial advertising every day. But it is a case that Mr. Palmer and other politicians can do certain things that big companies can't do. So they're not covered by the Spam Act. They're not covered by the Privacy Act in the same way, as long as what they're doing is advocating a political message.
Right. Well, Graham, thank you so much for your time on the show today. All look out for ourselves.
Well, you've got an election coming up, so
yes.
You know, everything. If you live in a marginal seat, your letterbox, very old-fashioned method, right through to these more modern and seamless methods will be reaching out to you.
Yeah, keep an eye out, coming from every corner, everywhere. All right, Graham, have a good day. Thank you very much for your time.
You too.